Cinch.
Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Friday, July 16, 2010, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, the Atomic Age began when the United States successfully detonated a plutonium-based test nuclear weapon at the Trinity site near Alamogordo, New Mexico. In 1948, the storming of the cockpit of the Miss Macau passenger seaplane operated by a subsidiary of the Cathay Pacific Airways marks the first aircraft hijacking of a commercial plane. In 1951, King Leopold III of Belgium abdicates his throne in favor of his son, Boudin I of Belgium. In 1957, United States Marine Major John Glenn flies the F-8U Crusader supersonic jet from California to New York in 3 hours, 23 minutes, and 8 seconds, setting a new transcontinental speed record. In 1960, the USS George Washington, a modified Skipjack-class submarine, while submerged, successfully test-fires the first ballistic missile. In 1965, the Mont Blanc Tunnel linking France and Italy opens. In 1969, the first manned space mission to land on the moon is launched from the Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral, Florida. In 1979, Iraqi President Hassan al-Bakr resigns and is replaced by Saddam Hussein. In 1983, a British Airways commercial Sikorsky S-61 helicopter crashes in the southern Celtic Sea in the Atlantic Ocean. When it is en route from Penzance to the St. Mary's Isles of Scilly in thick fog, only 6 of the 26 on board survived. There you have it. Cold War history on this day, July 16. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, Auf Wiedersehen.